Welcome to the Irish Pagan School podcast. Your hosts are authors and co-founders of the Irish Pagan School here in County Waterford, Ireland, Laura O'Brien and John O'Sullivan. Fáilte.
Back to you, Vugas Fáilte. Hi, hello and welcome. It is John O'Sullivan from the Irish Pagan School and we are here with this week's check-in, chat and coffee talk. So the coffee conversation today is about offerings, and I'm currently hosting a mentor group, and there was something that came up interestingly in that group, and it's the idea of putting the gods first. But before we dive into that, I would like to invite you to kind of pop down and pick up the resources that we have available by joining our mailing list at the Irish Pagan School. The mailing list is there to provide kind of regular free resources, connect you with the content, get you involved with our community as well. And there's a lot of kind of benefits involved with that, as well as a free download that allows you to get a list of good or recommended resources so that you can kind of target your kind of reading and your learning in the best, most recommended way that we have here at the Irish Pagan School. So yeah, put on the gods first. It was an interesting one that came up, and it came out of a conversation that I had when I was talking about how I make my coffees. Because part of my offerings and part of my intentionality around Dagda offerings is giving him the first cream. Now, this means that when I have cream in my coffee, and whenever I open a new bottle of cream to make a coffee in the morning, I make him a coffee and pour him that first cream. I pour his coffee before I pour my coffee. Now, the coffee is the same in there. He has it the same way I have it. That's how the relationship has been built for me. But the intention is that gifting of the first cream that comes from that bottle. Now, this links back to our old mythology. This links back to our old kind of stories, because we know that at the end of Lara Cabala Éireann, at the end of the taking of Ireland, the last tribe to arrive in is the Sons of Mill, the Milesians. And they came as a conquering army. And it's said that the Guidall people, the Gael people, are said to be descended from this particular tribe. And it is in their dominance of the island of Ireland that the Tuatha Dé Danann are displaced from power, but also driven into the Irish otherworld, driven into the Hollow Hills, or what's known as the Sidhe, that's spelled S-I-D-H-E. And they become the people of the Sidhe, the Eas Sidhe. And so that's where it's actually Manann an MacLir, the Irish god of the sea, who leads the Tuatha Dé Danann in through the mounds into the other world. And that's how, in essence, the gods of Ireland leave Ireland, that tribe leave Ireland, and then the Milesians kind of take over. But what follows next in the story is a wasteland. Ireland, before the Milesians arrived, had been in a beautiful, abundant, amazing kind of island of like natural beauty and like, you know, rich kind of rivers full of fish and like, you know, it's actually interesting. It's described very specifically by a Milesian, Amrigan, known as Glungal or White Knees. He is the filler or the chief bard or poet of the Milesians. And when he arrives into Ireland, his first step off the boat onto the island, he describes everything he sees, and it's a beautiful piece of poetry. As he describes, like, the fishful rivers, the bountiful forests, like, you know, the green of everything. And he then declares himself, and he says who he is and why he has come to the island. So we have this at the arrival of the Milesians. Ireland is beautiful, abundant, and amazing and gorgeous. At the dominance of the Milesians, Ireland becomes a wasteland. And it is said that like the Milesians are suffering, like, you know, it's plague, it's, you know, people are dying. And it says that there is no grain from the fields and no milk from the kine or cattle. And it's said that that remains the way it is. And of course, all the Milesians, the rulers, these Sons of Mill who have taken over, are really put out by this. And so they go back to their fillet, they go back to their bard, their chief bard, Amrigan, and Amrigan has to solve this problem for them. And the resolution, it's a one-line kind of sentence in there, is the resolution to this is the Milesians had to make friends with the Dagda. So it connects, even though in the two of the Danann have gone into the Hollow Hills, in one version of the story, the Dagda dies after ruling as king for 80 years. Here, like, they have to make friends with the Dagda, and that is the only way that abundance is restored to the island. That is the only way that, you know, their stuff will grow in the land, and that, like, you know, the cattle will thrive and be able to give milk so that the people will then have food and grain to sustain themselves. And so when we look at that and we look at the kind of proportions, like, it's the offerings, and that's in some ways, like, we've always had this offering element towards the good neighbors or the other crowd or the Dini Shi, the people of the Hollow Hills. And in many cases, those offerings are dairy goods, like, you know, cream, milks, grains, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, the products of those grains, or, like, you know, cheeses being the products of milk or fermentations being the products of grains. And so this is where we kind of get into this culture of offerings and the need to give offerings. And that's kind of what I'm honoring. But the whole, as an active living pagan, an Irish pagan in the country, it's not just doing what I've kind of read from these things because that's what my ancestors did. I've began to explore it for me and to understand what I'm actually doing when I'm making this offering, when I'm making the coffee. I don't just, like, you know, slash the cream into the cup and, like, you know, throw some coffee granules in and, like, you know, throw the hot water at it and there you go, I've made the coffee. You know, what I do is I take a moment of intentionality. I take a moment to, like, take the headphones off, put the phone away, and just stand there in front of the mug, which is the vessel for, like, my offering. And then, you know, as I kind of take the first spoonful of coffee out of the jar, or as I kind of open the cream to pour the first cream, I think about my bond, my connection, my agreement with the Dagda. And I call out to him. I say, like, Tar agus Fáilte, which are the Irish words for come, tar, and Fáilte, which is welcome. So it's come and be welcome. And so that is what I do as I kind of pour it. And Tar agus Fáilte on Dagda, come and be welcome. Dagda is what I say. And I give myself the moment to just do that with nothing else on my mind, nothing else trying to, oh, I need to do this next. I need to go here. I have these errands to run, like the kids, the dog, actually it's cats now. I try and just put everything else aside for the space of making a cup of coffee. And all of my attention, all of my focus, all of my kind of energies are dedicated towards the bond I have, the relationship I have built with the deity I choose to work for, which is the Dagda. And so when I make the coffee for him, when I pour the hot water, the energy of, like, stirring it, the heat going into it, there are so many different forms. Like, scientifically speaking, there are so many different elements of energy moving in that moment. It's fascinating. Like, if we kind of think about it, like, we've transferred electrical energy into heat energy to boil the kettle. So the water takes on the heat energy. And then we have to tip the kettle to pour it into the mug. But that means that we have heat energy in there, but then we're also creating potential energy, which then becomes kinetic energy as the water begins to flow. So the water suddenly now has heat energy into it from the electricity that we transferred. Then we have potential energy by lifting it, creating, like, the potential of falling, the potential of energy into it. And then that transfers into kinetic energy as the water begins to pour. All of that then going into the mug where I'm stirring. So I'm using my biological energy to create muscle movement. The muscle movement is then transferred through a spoon to then create centrifugal movement within the liquid as it begins to fill the mug. And so there are so many different things happening in the simple thing of pouring boiling water into a mug and stirring it. And so being able to kind of take all of those elements and put that towards a purpose, put that towards an intent, that is what the offering is. It's an offering of my time. It's an offering of the energy. It's an offering of some of the limited breaths that make up my life. Because, you know, humans, we have a first breath, all of us will have a last breath. But for the space of me making that coffee, the breathing and my thoughts and everything is just dedicated to that connection, that relationship that I have with my spirituality and the God that I choose to work for. And so this idea of, like, you know, putting it first, you know, is pouring the cream from them for him into the mug, taking the cream from me? Am I kind of making myself last by putting them first? Am I kind of taking food off my table to make offerings to the gods? Am I suffering a lack or a loss by making these offerings? No. That's like putting them first isn't putting us last. It's prioritizing a relationship. It's being aware of the intention that we bring to that connection to ourself and to the spiritual path that we choose to follow for ourself. And so I know I get many benefits from my spirituality, from the expressions of my spirituality. And, you know, even if it is all of my own madness and craziness or anything like this at all, it doesn't matter because I benefit from it and I'm made a better person by it, by the actions, by the deeds, by taking those moments to be spiritual in a very practical, simple and effective way, which means it's sustainable, which means it's repeatable, which means it's something I can do every single time I open a new tub of cream to make a coffee. So it's regular. And so I make my beverage and I put a beverage over here by, you know, my altar space for him, which is what I just gestured to. And that's my offering. Now, I'm not suffering a lack. I'm not lessening myself because of it. I'm investing in myself. I'm investing in my connection and my relationship and my own kind of moments of spirituality, my own moments of connectivity to self and to the spiritual path I choose to follow. And so giving them first is prioritizing that connection and spirituality for myself. It's not putting me last. It's not a binary. It's not like, you know, oh, well, because they come first, you come last. It's not even a race. It's a relationship. And in every relationship, like, we have to prioritize ourselves, but we have to prioritize as well the other elements of that relationship. And so just because I make an offering to the Dagda doesn't mean I'm lessened by that. In fact, I am fulfilled by that in many different ways. And so that needs to be the mentality that we approach our spirituality with and approach offerings. Now, I'm not saying you need to go buy the most expensive, like, alcohol, whiskey, whatever thing, you know, you need to buy the or create the or it doesn't have to cost you to do it. Just because it costs, it doesn't make it better. It's about the energy and like the sacrifice that comes into it. And so, you know, I'm sacrificing a few breaths of my life by being in the moment with intentionality, making a coffee, making that first cream offering to my deity. But I'm enriched by that practice. I'm fulfilled by that practice. And I'm centered the moment I finish making those coffees and I clink his mug to mine and then I come away to, I don't know, record a video, write a blog post, like to help customer service emails for the students in the school, like whatever actually it is I have to do for the rest of my day. I've still made space. I've still prioritized something that is important to me, which is my relationship and my connection to self and the spirituality I choose to honor. So, offerings, first offerings, like we're not talking biblical Moses, like, you know, the firstborn son of Egypt and all the rest of that. Like, it's not sacrifice and death here. You know, we're talking about intentionality. We're talking about prioritizing something if it is important to you. And that's a big step here, because we get contacted by many people who come to the Irish Pagan School and are like, how do I make like my rituals routine? How do I live it every day? How do I make it normal? How do I kind of integrate my spirituality in all? And these are very common questions and they're not always easily answered. But the first thing we have to kind of always assess for that is, are we prioritizing it? Do we want it enough to prioritize it? Do we feel strongly enough about it to specify that this is something that we do? This is something that we give some of our limited hours in the day, some of our limited, like, you know, days in the month, some of our limited breaths in our life to pursue and to fulfill and to grow. So if you want it, if you feel this is something you need to do, then you need to prioritize it. You need to find some way even in the smallest, most practical way, even in I'm making a mug of coffee for me. Oh, I'm opening a new cream that I'm making a coffee for him and I'm pouring that first cream for him. And then that gives me that moment in which to approach my spirituality and consider it. So this really is a chat about, you know, how do we view our connection with offerings and how do we view our connection with our spirituality and our relationship with our deities? And not just view it, it's how do we choose to prioritize and do we choose to prioritize? So to wrap off on our video today, I would ask you a question. And you don't have to answer to me. If you want to jump down into the comments, like, great. I always love reading the comments. But consider it for yourself and ask it for yourself. What am I going to do in the next week to prioritize my connection to my spiritual self? I'll say it again. What am I going to do in the next week to prioritize my spiritual connection to myself? Now, I'm not talking about spiritual connections to gods here. I'm not talking about taking you into like guided meditation journey practices. And actually, you know, we have guided journey practices on the Irish Pagan School if that's something that you feel you want to do. But our relationship with our spiritual self has to start there. We have to start with ourselves and then how we build and form our connections to our gods and our guides and our guardians. So what are you going to do in the next week to prioritize your spiritual connection to yourself? Think about it. Check it in with yourself. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Doesn't have to be a small thing. But you have to do it for you. And if you want to do more, if you want to know more about what we do at the Irish Pagan School, join us on the mailing list. Pop down into the description there. Click on the link. Get you onto the mailing list that we send out a couple of emails every week. You know what's going on. We give a lot of free resources, free content through all of that. And it also then makes sure that you're in the right place when, you know, we present a class or we have deeper levels or deeper teachings, you know, so you can go further with your spiritual growth. So from me here at the Irish Pagan School, Gaurav Mila Mahagath, thank you very much for being with us. Look after yourself. And until next time, Slán. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a positive review in your podcast listener. Then head over to irishpaganschool.com and enroll in one of our free or paid courses. Slán go fóill, and we will see you next time.